Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today, with Our Lady, I can truly say, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, because He who is almighty has done great things for us, and holy is His name. Thanks to you and your prayer and your generosity, we reached $1 million last night in donations, and that will be matched by a second million. And what is this for? To spread the mission of Our Lady, that more of her children will learn their faith and will learn how to meditate on the Word of God through the Rosary, that more of her children have a small community of true spiritual friendship, that more of her children have a spiritual director, and that more of her children, your family and friends, can be evangelized and encounter the love of God. That's our commitment to you in this year. So thank you, and Merry Christmas. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. If a non-believer were to begin his research into the Christian story with the Gospel of Luke, he might understandably complain that it takes Luke a while to get to Jesus. Luke doesn't, in fact, begin with the narrative of the birth of Jesus. He doesn't begin by talking about Jesus at all. The first story he tells is of a man named Zechariah, a childless old man whose wife is too old at this point to allow for any hope of offspring. But then an angel comes and announces that their barrenness will be miraculously healed. They are to have a son. But Zechariah, he's skeptical. He really can't buy what the angel's saying. So God strikes him deaf and speechless to give him some time to think it over. Still, God is generous and not only gives him his voice back, but gives him a son. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The birth of John the Baptist is a very old kind of story. It's the story of humanity up to a point. It's the pattern of the Old Testament, repeated again and again with soul-crushing regularity. God takes the initiative of unexpected generosity, but we humans respond with skepticism, faithlessness, disobedient, and then we suffer the results from our resistance to God's initiative. But God is still generous, and he does good things in spite of our stubbornness. So the story of John's birth is, yes, an Old Testament story, where God's instructions are either questioned or flat out rejected. It's the story of Adam and Eve, of Abraham and Sarah, of Moses and the burning bush, of Gideon's fleece, of Jonah's flight. God has to help us, has to heal us, and raise us up. But he doesn't get much cooperation from us, and he has to help us almost against our will. John the Baptist's story may be recorded in the New Testament, but it's certainly an Old Testament story. He is, as Jesus himself says, the greatest of the Old Testament stories, because his story forms a prelude to the most important story about to unfold. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But before finishing the story of John, Luke begins a new story. At first it looks like just another birth announcement. An angel tells a surprised young woman that she too will miraculously become pregnant, but that God will make her pregnant directly, without a man's help, and that the child will be the Son of God. Again, up until this point, no one has ever responded to an angelic message with a yes. Everyone was skeptical, or resisted, or flat out said no. But what will this girl do? What will she say? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
For the very first time in human history, someone responds with the right answer to God's initiative. Up to this point, every human being, whether due to personal sin or a wounded fallen condition, has deliberately or inadvertently thrown up obstacles to God's plan. But now, a solitary girl says, "Well, yes, let it be done to me according to your word." And the whole trajectory of salvation begins. Everything has changed. The tide has turned. God always wanted our cooperation. He never wanted to fulfill his providential design by himself. Of course, he's the primary agent in all things, And the Annunciation is first and foremost about a divine person, Jesus coming into the world. But it's also about a created person in the form of a woman cooperating in the salvation brought by God. It's about Mary, who willingly equipped that divine person with his human nature and so made him the descendant of Adam and Abraham and David, since his humanity was the instrument Christ used to save us. Saint Irenaeus calls the woman who supplied him with his human nature the cause of salvation for herself and the whole human race. Yes, Christmas is about the coming of Jesus, but without her, yes, we don't have Christmas and we don't have salvation. Our Lady is the cause of salvation for the whole human race. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Yes, God always takes the initiative. He makes the first move to save the world, and he has no need of our help. But he asks for it. He asks us to cooperate in our own salvation and in the salvation of others. He asks for our prayer, our suffering, and our willingness to take the risk to help others to Jesus, just like he asked Mary. Her enlistment in the project of saving the world becomes our challenge. The fullness of time has come to the cave in Bethlehem. And now, God has taken the initiative with us, and we are, like Mary, asked to give a response. So, here's the question. What are your areas of resistance? Will you say yes? I have to admit, most of the time I still resist God. And that's when he says, take my mother, take her into your soul, consecrate yourself to Mary, and she will say yes for you. Come, Mary, come into my soul. Help me to say yes to God always and in all things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what did this meditation, what struck you? What caught your attention?
At first, I was kind of stuck on the idea that if Mary is conceived without sin, how can she say no to God with such a request? Because saying no would be to not desire God, to not want his will. But I was reminded that Adam and Eve were born without sin.
Correct.
That, and above all else, we have this really warped idea of what freedom is, that freedom is, I don't know how to define it, but that we see it as you can't be free if you're good.
What do you mean by that? That if we...
Oh, I'm doing what you don't want me to. That makes me free. We think that's freedom.
So what you're saying is that...
But she's free to choose the greatest good.
Yeah, but that... following God's plan somehow makes us not free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But in that moment, she was truly free to choose.
She was absolutely free to choose. So was Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And the third of the angels that fell. like you said, and Adam and Eve.
Not because they had sinned before, but we just always remain free.
But you know, I think this hits it. I was thinking of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jesus says John the Baptist is the greatest Old Testament figure, but when you think of the Old Testament, you think of Moses. And I was almost laughing while we were praying, because when God comes to Moses and said, listen, I need your help. I need you to go to Pharaoh. And Moses at least four times says no. And God has to like convince him. At one point, he says to Moses, Moses, stick your hand into your cloak. Now pull it out. And his hand was full of leprosy. And it's almost like God was saying, you really want to do what I'm saying? And I am like that. God shows me his plan in so many ways. And I don't like it. So often I don't want his will. I fight him.
Mm-hmm.
This is, as I said in the meditation, I'm like everybody else in the Old Testament, in all of human history. I don't trust God's plan. I need Our Lady to help me to say yes in all the ways that his will is made known to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the will of God doesn't always come to us as, hey, Michael, I want you to go take this vacation on this beach for 10 days. That's my will for you. That can be his will. But sometimes his will is, you're going to have the flu for the next week. Or it might be God's will that you're suffering a terminal disease, or that you lose a spouse or a child, or fail in a business venture, because nothing can happen except what God wills or allows. And sometimes he allows difficult things for the greatest good. It's learning to say yes to his will in all things. So, my resolution for the rest of the Christmas season, because Christmas starts tomorrow and it goes all the way up to February 2nd, my resolution should be to say yes to God always and all the time. So I'll give you the last word.
I'm excited to see you
fail.
Excited to see you try. That will be a good resolution.
What did Yoda say? Do or
there,
do?
There is, yeah, do or do not. There is no try.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.